You're listening to JD and Tammy Rucker as we deliver the NOQ report, or as we like to call it, the NOQ report. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy.
Let's go ahead and call BS on the claim that the flu virus, flu cases, dropped from 400,000 in the 2019-2020 flu season all the way down to 165 in the 2020 to 2021 flu season. That's a lie. That is clearly a lie. It is an attempt to gaslight us into thinking we're crazy if we believe that it's a lie. It's so horrible. Apologies up front. Today's show is audio only. I did have an interview earlier today that I did where I was actually being interviewed and with a good friend, Ray Fava. And, that took up my studio time. Our studio is a multi-purpose studio when you have a wife and four kids and not very large accommodations. You split time when you set up your studio. That's what we have to do out here in lovely but hyper expensive California. So apologies up front if you hear any motorcycles driving by. I am actually broadcasting today from the garage. And the audio quality may not be as good. Apologies for that as well. I am recording this on my phone. So sorry, but under these circumstances, 9 times out of 10, I would have just, you know what, I'll just pick it up. We'll do a show tomorrow. But that cannot be, because this particular story infuriated me. They truly think that we're stupid. And unfortunately, millions of Americans actually are. They're going to fall for the claim that, oh yeah, only 165 flu cases this year. No. Sorry. Impossible. Now their claim, they get these doctors and these mainstream media journalists out there saying, oh, you know, this makes sense because schools were closed and because people were wearing masks and social distancing and not going out as much. And so yeah, this is totally believable. Look, I believe that the number of flu cases did drop this year based upon all of those excuses. And if it dropped to 100,000, I might be a little skeptical, but I would at least buy that number. That's a reasonable expectation. Now, this is the part where people say, oh, well, you're not a doctor. Or it's the part where big tech further censors us. They took out our YouTube channel, of course. If you're listening to this on YouTube, you're listening to this on Freedom First Coffee's new YouTube channel. So congratulations. You found us. You're the one that found us. We're not too worried about YouTube. Look, if it will post there, you know, because I mean, it's there, might as well, but that's not our focus. Our focus is on locals.com, FFN. Stands for Freedom First Network. Okay. FFN.locals.com. We're on Rumble, Brighteon, BitChute. We're still on Facebook, even though my last show was censored on Facebook. Go figure. We're on Periscope for now. And of course, you can definitely find us at Apple Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and all the other podcast places other than Spotify, of course, because they banned us. But Apple Podcasts in particular is important to us because we need to get subscribers there. Apple is a big tech company. I know what you're thinking. Why would we be adhering to big tech companies? But they have been less draconian than most others, definitely less than Facebook or Google or Twitter, you know, or even Microsoft. Apple's done a pretty decent job of trying to stay out of it. So their podcast platform is still the best, you know. But you can find us on Pandora, all the good places. Apple Podcast in particular, in order for us to move up in the rankings, we need subscribers. They base the rankings on how many subscribers we're getting in a 7-day period, you know, a rolling 7-day period. And so that part is, it's important to get as many subscribers as possible. Okay, back to the story. Enough of my excuses and pleas for help. The numbers are reporting that Last year, there were 400,000 cases of the flu. 22,000 people died from the flu. This was before COVID-19. All of a sudden this year, it drops to 165 and they're giving us all these BS excuses. So we're calling BS on them. We are. We have to, because it's a lie. The reality is, and I think I don't need to tell you this, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are very strong that you're already at least partially in the know, probably at the same degree that I'm partially in the know. We're trying to uncover as much as we can. And this particular lie is to cover up the truly indisputable fact, if you look at the supporting evidence, it's a fact that flu cases were misdiagnosed as coronavirus. Is some of them, maybe they had COVID-19 and they had the flu. That's possible. But I would say most of them were flu cases that were either intentionally or accidentally diagnosed as COVID-19 for the sake of bumping up COVID-19 numbers. They needed those numbers to be high. This is how they maintain control. People aren't as scared of the flu as they should be, but they're more scared of COVID-19 than they should be. It's an inverse reaction. So since COVID-19 is the fear driver that keeps people wearing 7 masks and keeps them stuck at home, keeping their businesses closed, keeping them from working, making them beholden to big government, the COVID-19 narrative is the one that they're pushing. So they need those numbers to be as high as possible. Flu should scare people. I mean, flu is a killer, especially for children. Flu kills children much more so than COVID-19. And yet, the flu is being downplayed while COVID-19 is being propped up for the sake of an agenda, for the sake of a narrative that supports that agenda. Anyone who's listened to this show long enough knows that I don't hold back. This is why we keep getting banned. And I'll just flat out say it. Whether it's, you know, the New World Order or powers and principalities from Ephesians 6:12 or the Great Reset or whatever. Whatever the agenda is, whatever they call it, whatever we want to call it. You know, perhaps there's multiple agendas at play. But one way or the other, there is an agenda to push authoritarianism for the sake of driving, number one, the anarcho-communists to continue to do what they're doing. Number two, to drive the democratic socialists to continue to do what they're doing. And number three, for us to start embracing the concepts, the tenets of neo-Marxism. There's an article today in WND saying that leftists or Democrats or somebody, I guess people in general, are now, with now in all caps, people are now starting to believe that Joe Biden is a pawn of the radical left. And this is something that we've been talking about for ages. We knew that people were saying, oh, he's a moderate. Kamala Harris is a moderate. They're moderates. It's going to be moderated and moderate and moderate. No, we've already seen in just 1 month of a Biden administration, the most radical, anti-American, pro-globalist agenda unfolding right before our eyes. I mean, it's not just the takedown of the America First ideology from the previous administration. It's a bear hug embrace of the America Last ideology that has spread so far across millions, perhaps tens of millions of Americans. This is a delusion. It's like a mental disease that has been spreading, and COVID-19 is at the heart of it. We need to get the word out. We need to wake people up. We need to expose this kind of information, because this is something that it requires a high degree of cognitive dissonance in order to hear these numbers. 400,000 dropping down to 165. It takes a severe delusion in order to hear that and not question it, or question it and accept the mainstream answers. The reality is this, that intentionally in cases, accidentally in other cases. Could be doctors, could be technicians, could be the tests, could be, you know, a variety of things. And all of the above is probably true. But the flu did not disappear. Keep in mind, the flu is nearly as contagious as COVID-19. So if we were to see flu numbers drop in reality the way they did, we would also see COVID-19 numbers dropping just as dramatically. But we did not. COVID-19 spiked during flu season. Meanwhile, flu numbers dropped to impossible numbers. These are impossible numbers. 165, not possible. And if you buy the narrative, then you're embracing this delusion that they are selling to us today. This is normally where I would insert an ad that my wife did, but the ad itself is even being, for whatever reason, is already being censored. So I'll go ahead and just say briefly in my very clumsy promotional manner that if you like freedom and you want to taste freedom, you can do that by going to freedomfirstcoffee.com and ordering a bag of Founders Blend. You can get a regular size 12-ounce bag. We even sell 5-pound bags. They're huge. And if you do this, you can get a whole bean, you can get dark roast, you can get it ground, you can get it medium roast, whatever. You can subscribe to it. But whatever you do, make sure that you use promo code NOQ, promo code NOCK. That'll get you 10% off. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, this agenda to keep us locked down, to keep us beholden, to keep us demanding relief checks, to make us upset. Oh my gosh, it's only 1,400, it's only 600, it's only 2,000, whatever the numbers they're talking about. We're talking about a $1.9 trillion relief package with only a small fraction of it actually going to the people. I saw a report the other day that I think it was about $350 billion of it, of the COVID-19 relief package, has absolutely positively nothing to do with COVID-19. Nothing. $3.5 billion. I'm sorry, $350 billion. The number is so large, I actually missed my decimal points by two spots. $350 billion. It's a lot of money, folks. We're being conned. It's not just the Democrats. The Republicans, many, perhaps most of them, are complicit in this. Things are changing all around us, and not for the better. We have to start embracing the truth, which is one of the reasons why we are pushing locals. You know, I just did a redesign over at freedomfirstnetwork.com, and we are going to be promoting it much more heavily. As everybody knows, you know, my website is NOQ, NOQReport.com. But FreedomFirstNetwork.com and my partner over there, Jeff Dornick, we are making a concerted effort to add more shows, add more content, put more breaking news up there. I still have to upload about 50, 60 shows. I fell behind because, again, at the time, with my focus being on NOQ, FreedomFirstNetwork.com, you know, I've always supported this side of the business by doing these podcasts, by doing these shows, but I didn't support the website just because it wasn't getting, I mean, you know, anybody who's built a website, there's websites that can get traffic. You know, Knockport gets somewhere between 1-2 million visits per month. Whereas Freedom First Coffee, or, sorry, Freedom First Network got coffee on the brain. FreedomFirstNetwork.com is lucky to break 15,000. So yes, you know, I'm going to put my efforts into the arena, the venue where we can get the most listens, the most downloads, the most views, all that good stuff. Well, now I am adding effort to Freedom First Network. So I will be adding my shows there. I know I've been promising that for 3 weeks. It's going to happen. It is going to happen. I did the redesign. I think the site looks good. Now I got to get my content up there. Two mics. They're great shows. Bob and Eric Save America. They're great shows. And so many others. Jeff has done his part. I have to do my side, which is to get the shows that I'm affiliated with up on the network, and I will, because we have to spread the truth. You have to help us spread the truth. Whether it's about the lie of 165 flu cases in the entire season, down from 400,000, or whether it's the truth about the Great Reset, about Joe Biden, about what's happening. You know, we're going to get banned, I believe, on most of the mainstream networks. We are. It's going to happen. At some point, you know, Twitter's going to get rid of me. They already got rid of the Knock Report Twitter account. They already got rid of the Freedom First Network Periscope account. YouTube's already killed off at least one channel. Facebook has suppressed us greatly. The only reason we haven't been banned there is because we don't get a whole lot of attention there, despite having a decent amount, tens of thousands of followers there, likes, whatever you want to call them. But we're suppressed. We keep getting warnings. Our content has been debunked by these radical leftist fact checkers who don't believe what you just quoted from Kamala Harris. And then you read the fact check. Yeah, okay, so she said that, but that's not what she meant. You know, the spirit of what she said was totally different than what she actually said. You got to put it in context. That's not context. I've had many fact checks. This was arguably the most infuriating one, though. I received, I guess, about 2 months ago when I was told that I didn't put it in context. It was perfectly within context because I quoted the entire clip. I didn't select a little piece and try to twist her words. I repeated her words exactly, precisely, and all of them, 100% of the words, in the answer to this particular question, I quoted her, and they said that I didn't have context because I didn't make it. You know, I guess the only way that you can add context, which again goes against the very definition of the word, would be to input my own perspective that would have made excuses for why she said what she said. That, I guess, would not be called out by fact checkers. But what I did, which is to take what she said, take it and repeat it exactly, and not try to make excuses for what she was really trying to say, if she was really trying to say anything else, which I don't believe she was, only then could I have not been fact checked. So we're going to be banned across the board because we're going to continue to talk about the vaccines. We have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joining our show, hopefully next week, amongst others. We're going to keep talking about voter fraud. It happened. It was widespread. It changed the results of the election. Of these things, we're nearly certain. So we're going to keep talking about it, even though they're going to keep telling us we can't talk about it, which is why ffn.locals.com, Rumble, Brighteon, Gab, Parler, MeWe, Minds, gosh, we're trying to be everywhere. Brighteon Social, BitChute, we have to play this game, and it's unfortunate, but hey, you know, we're conservatives, we're patriots. We don't expect it to be easy. If it's easy, then we're probably doing it wrong. If we're not getting attacked, then we're definitely doing it wrong. And right now, we are under attack. Knock Report, Freedom First Network, we are under attack. Because we're going to call BS on the lie that only 165 flu cases happened during flu season. Lord willing, I will be back for another episode, and hopefully a longer one. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.